Good evening. You are listening to And Sometimes Why, the March edition. If you were listening about 40 minutes ago, you would have noticed that we were having some technical difficulties. And I, as you can hear, we are still having some technical difficulties. So please bear with. As you are probably well aware, tomorrow is International Women's Day, Thursday, March 8th. So, as I'm sure you can guess, And Sometimes Why we'll be celebrating women, as I like to do, usually, anyway. But you won't hear too many male voices on this show tonight. So sad. So, starting off the show was Pony Up, Montreal girl group, with the song What's Free Is Yours, from the album Make Love to the Judges with Your Eyes, and that was followed with a beautiful and somber piece by Rachel's, led by Rachel Grimes, piano player, and the song All Is Calm from The Sea and the Bells. I am just going to keep going with stuff, so coming up right now is Mascot.
Thank you. the center of the earth. They're gonna make a place for us at the center of the earth. Position.
You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And hopefully you can hear me. As I mentioned, this is a bit of an International Women's Day special, although most of these shows I do are fairly focused on women to begin with. But there's always no harm in celebrating, especially when it comes to women. You just heard Tara Jane O'Neill. Whoops. And from her newest album, which isn't brand new, but it's new enough, In Circles, and the song called A Sparrow Song. And before that was the ballet from their CD called Matachine, something to that effect, which is a self-released CD that I had to mail order, and I haven't mail ordered a CD in a very long time. It was very exciting. And you heard the song The Movement, and I had just mentioned to you how you probably wouldn't be hearing many male voices on tonight's show, and then there I go. But the beauty of the ballet is that they are a four-piece, and they consist of two dudes and two gals, and they describe themselves on their MySpace page, at least, as being four queers, three chords, and 100 melodies, and they are so catchy. I'm pretty much in love with them. Based in New York, and one of the gals in the group is Ginger Brooks Takahashi, who is also known for her CD with Mira on K Records, Songs from the Black Mountain Project, something like that, which was fairly excellent. So I do recommend you going to their MySpace to hear more of their songs. It's myspace.com/sissypopband. There you go. And starting off the set was Mascot from Dreamer's Book, her second full-length album, and the song Off Blue. It is 5 minutes until 7. I will be here until 8. If you'd like to give a call, please feel free. The number is 604-822-2487. In the meantime, I'm just going to keep playing some ladies. Starting off with one of my local favorites, Great Aunt Ida.
Found. is this weirdness that waits for you? Shrug, you press your ankle against my arm. This is the pressure that I love. You always recommend it. Could be the door, could be the phone. For any intent or purpose, you're not home. Up against the wall, no real impression like breath on glass. Thank you.
do you welcome him? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? Said, you'll provide the bird bath if I provide the skin on them. Bathe on them, the moonlight, I'm to tremble like a kitten. They got angelic tendencies, like some boys tend to act like queens. If every angel's terrible, then why do you watch her sleep? Love to hear her sing, purple eyes like rings, and the flowers have no scent, and the child's been miscarried.
Podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And the annual International Women's Day show. But do be sure to tune in all day tomorrow for special programming by CITR in celebration of International Women's Day. I'm sure you would have been listening anyway, right? You just heard Illy's, which was an interesting choice on my part, and I'll just say that I wasn't able to preview it in advance, and I won't get into the long story of why that is, but I chose it for the title of the song, which is sometimes not a wise tact. The song was called Too Much Sucky, I Hate Drum Machines, and I was going to dedicate that to my dear father, who probably shares the same sentiment as her, but it's kind of an odd song, so I'm not sure. I'll leave it up to my dad if he wants it to be dedicated to him or not. I, on the other hand, quite like drum machines, but anyway. Before Illy's, which, by the way, is a one-woman band, also known as Elizabeth Sharp, you heard Coco Rosie, the duo of Coco Rosie from their CD La Maison de Mon Rêve, and the song Terrible Angels, and I believe they're coming to play here in some months down the road. May, perhaps, but I'm not exactly sure. I'll get back to you perhaps next month. Before that was Ida, the band, and this is off of their Will You Find Me CD, which came out a long time ago, let's just say. And you heard the song Shrug, and before that was Great Aunt Ida from their CD The Fall, their first CD, and the song March, very appropriate. So anyway, it's 7:15, I'm here till 8, blah blah blah. If you'd like to call, the number is 604-822-2487. Coming up next is Noriko Tsujiko.
Thank you. I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
To see. Girls, ikke engang du der bare bjelken spikret utenpå. Tre skogrus, tre skogrus, tre skogrus, tre skogrus. Det blinker foran nesen, gripe tak, gjemme seg bak, eller miste sken lystig, og gjemme dyre fremme uhyre utenpå.
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was a fairly brand new song by Hanna Hukkelberg, young Norwegian singer-songwriter. And the song you heard was Pint. And the album's called Reichstrasse 68. And February was a big month for this woman. She, oh dear. Apologies for the static if you are indeed hearing that. Guessing you are. Okay, there we go. She won the Norwegian Grammy Award for that album that probably most of us haven't even heard yet in February, just a month ago. And at the same time, or around the same time, her album, the one that just won an award, was released in Europe and... who knows when it will be released in North America, but it appears to be licensed by Network, which is probably good or bad news depending on how you feel about Network. Anyway, before that was Camera Obscura from If Looks Could Kill, an EP, and you heard the song Alaska and Camera Obscura. I don't think I've been on the air since I saw them in, was it just last month? I guess it was. I know I've complained to you many a time how I missed them the last time they were here, and so I didn't want to miss them again, and I went to go see them, and they were fantastic, and I'm so glad. And I was also going to play for you Nico Case tonight, because she played in Vancouver the same night as Camera Obscura, and we'll see if I can do that, but I seem to be running out of some time. Anyway, before Camera Obscura was the Fiery Furnaces, those crazy, crazy kids. And you heard the title track from their Bitter Tea CD. And starting off the set was Noriko Tsujiko from her album From Tokyo to Niagara and the song Tokyo Tower. I'm going to keep right on with the music. And this next set is something I'm kind of excited about. It's kind of silly, but I just put together a few bands that feature a female drummer in an otherwise male band, because there are so many of them in indie rock, it seems, and they're good and talented, and the music's good. So starting it all off is Yola Tango.
will the night last forever? Stay by my side, 'cause tonight
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was a short, fun little set of female drummers in indie bands. And that ended with Unwound, which features Sarah Lund on drums and percussion. And the song was called No Tech. That was from Challenge for a Civilized Society. It was on Kill Rock Stars, released almost 10 years ago. And no, the band is no longer together. The dudes in the band are Justin Trosper and Vern Rumsey, in case you don't remember. Before Unwound was The Crabs, also an Olympia area band, although I believe that they two are no longer together and currently living in Portland, but I don't quote me on that. That was from Sand and Sea, beautifully designed album artwork by Nikki McClure. And the song End of the World, and actually I sort of lied because in this album, The Crabs were actually three people, two women and one guy, so kind of isn't quite along the my requirements for the set. But Sarah Duger, the third person in this group, was not originally in the band, if that makes any difference. And before The Crabs was Low, and preceding that was Yola Tango, and isn't it ironic that I was all excited about these female drummers, and in both those songs, the drummers didn't drum, did they? But anyway, you heard Will the Night on Secret Name by Low, and I Feel Like I'm Going Home by Yola Tango from I Am Not Afraid of You, and I Will Beat Your Ass. Anyway, it's 12 minutes to 8, and in 12 minutes I will leave the station, and Folk Oasis will arrive and play wonderful folk music for your ears. So until then, I will play a few more songs in celebration of International Women's Day, which is tomorrow. Please try to celebrate in any way you feel necessary and appropriate. Perhaps I will say goodbye to you in just a few minutes, but here is Spent, an old favorite band of mine, and the song The Quarter Conspiracy.
I hear strange sound. Are you opening the door? Wonder what you're looking for.
Listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Heavenly from The Decline and Fall of Heavenly on K Records, released in 1994, licensed from Sarah Records, and this is the Heavenly record with one of the cutest kittens in the world on it, and you heard the song Three Star Compartment, and before that was Spent, one of my favorite indie bands from the 90s, from New Jersey, and they are no longer together. Annie Hayden, who sang that song that you heard, The Quarter Conspiracy, has done solo stuff. I don't know about the guys in the band, Ed, Joe, and John, I couldn't tell you, but if you liked Annie's voice, then you should check out her solo stuff, which is also on Merge Records. And if you're looking for that album, it's called A Seat Beneath the Chairs. I believe it was their second album. Anyway, I'm going to go, and I'm going to leave you with Nico Case from her Live from Austin album and the song Ghost Wiring. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great International Women's Day Eve and day tomorrow, and don't go anywhere. It's Folk Oasis up next. Good night.
What happens at home since I've gone away? Needles drop soft and sharp, and the leaves gently sway. Low ceiling moves in and circles the bay. Rain wakes the trees. The sound.